They just died for Shmuel.
It came for the world. The world doesn't know that we're here, that's all. Okay.
It's going.
Okay, we're going to find Gilam and Aleph. And basically, the Gemara wants to know, and the Mishnah tells you that every carbon that you shechted on Pesach, which turned out to be not kosher, for example, you shechted and you had the wrong nominees in mind, or you shechted with people not shaykh to eat, the din is that you're chayv chattas and shabbos. When it asks, why are you chayv chattas and shabbos, you're makalkal. Now we know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, every kind of makalkal, anything that you destroy in Shabbos, you're a potter. But malech and machshavah has to be positive, constructive. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds he holds all makalkal up to him, chutz v'chayvul and mavir. Only two that Rabbi Shimon said that you chayv is if you're chayvul and mavir. But the Gemara Bavu said, when are you chayvul and mavir? Only if it's misakin. If there's some benefit from it. If there's no benefit from it, then you're not. And when you shecht an animal, the benefit is you can eat the animal. When you wound an animal, if you need the blood to feed to your dog, so there's something positive coming out. Over here, if you shechted the psachim and it's puzzle, there's nothing positive. So the Gemara, Tik, you know he's Masakin. He was Masakin. If, let's say, you shechted this carbon and you had the wrong people in mind, if you put it on the Mizbech, it remains there already. So it's, if you wouldn't have shechted it, it would have been for a carbon, you put it on the Mizbech, you have to take it off. And now it remains Kaddish. So therefore, something happened. Says the Gemara, okay, shechted and nimtza balmum. The other case in the Mishnah, you shechted it and it was a balmum, chayv, chayv. Ma tikkun. In the case of Balmum, what did you fix up? Because here it's not a carbon at all. Says the Gemara, Tikkun, no, you fixed up. Bedukin sheba'ayin v'libad Rabbi Akiva. If you fixed up either a cataract or something growing on the eye, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that mum over there also, if the Omar who holds im olala yodu, other mumin which are much more apparent, you have to take it off the mizbech. This one here, you can leave it on the mizbech. So each time you did something constructive, it doesn't matter if that was your purpose, as long as something constructive resulted, you did something on Shabbos, and therefore you're chayv. Rashi. Shloim loyklam chayiv. About 6 lines, narrow lines. Diktoni chayiv. Mastis chayiv. The mission chayiv. Ma tikin ha pasi pasal tikin. Oh, you fixed up. The chol hakabbanis shenifshlo ba'azara tanan. All the kabbanis that you pasled in the azara misatios vachim imol mizbeach emurein lahaktil lo yehudu. You don't go down. Okay, once they're up, they're up. So that's what you fixed up. What about bali mumin? Tananasim imol lo yehudu. They do go down. Shlohay psulim bekaidim. So we answer bedukis shabain. Bekaidish. Bedukis shabain. Kadak nai. Tal yikigoyin ahanoite. Kedoyik shemain. So you spread out. Some you cover over the heaven. We got a carbon mumu. It's a mum. Gonna see. Aidak. Aitubul bein. Elib Rav Akiva. Why Rav Akiva? Mesechta Zvach. Yitan Rav Akiva. Machshir. Bebali mumin. Im olu. Rav Akiva says that the gom is beach. He says a kosher Amri Gemara Amr Rabbi Kiva. When does Rabbi Kiva say that a mum goes in mizbech, remains in mizbech? Ella beduka shemayin. Why? Hoyu l'kshenachat chila b'ayif. It says by a bird, it's kosher. So therefore, your maker by the animal also goes in mizbech. It says in mizbech. Can you more write it? Shachtu, you shechted it. V'nimtza treifa b'seisa. You found that it was a hole in the lung or something. Something you couldn't have known before, and you are potter, you are potter. We learned yesterday that Rashi holds the reason why you potter is your ninus. You didn't know any better. Tais says here, you mean why you potter is because you're Torah of mitzvah. And a Torah of mitzvah is potter. Says the Gemara, the only reason is because you didn't know about it. But had you known about it, be chayiv. Why my tikkun? The same question, it's a mekalkal. Why would it be chayiv? So we answered, tikkun lo ha'itza medein aveila. You fixed it up, that it's no longer an avela. Rashi. Because once you shechted it, even though it's not a kosher to carbon, nevertheless, it's not an avela anymore. Midei nevela miltami, it's no longer miltami. The Mashal already asks, the Gemara is going through every case in the Mishnah and asking, what were you misakin? You know, it's makalkul. Why doesn't the Gemara ask on the very first case in the Mishnah? If you did shaloi lishma, you took a garden basic, you had a minor shlamim. It says that you're chayv achatas. Now, there you achieve nothing. So the Gemara should ask the first question, matikin. Start from there. So Masha answers that what you did, that the Gemara knew right away, Matikin. You're misakin that there's no that the Noiser has been extended. Because the Noiser as a Psach would have been night and day, day and night. And now that you made a Shlomim, you made the Noiser an extra day. So that is what you're misakin. The Gemara didn't have to ask that. Chacham Tzvi asked the Masha because he upholds and you say that if you took an animal that's possible, there's no longer Noiser anymore either. What kind of Noiser is there? The whole din Noiser doesn't apply. So you weren't misakin anything. And the Buddha talks about Riches and another, and you can argue that that in itself is a ticket. There's no Noiser anymore.
The other thing is also all these things we're doing here are all physical things in the animal itself.
Yeah, but we still have a calculus. The Shechit itself is a calculus. But if you...
But they
need a ticket.
Yeah, but the point is the things that you're doing in here are all physical things.
Yeah, but you need a ticket. So the question would be stronger then. What was the ticket? Anyway, so the homachlek is from Achrein and Rav and Ron's Masha, whether what you mean, your animal that really started one way and said, you know, something else, does it still have Noiser, doesn't have Noiser, does it have the original Noiser, the new Noiser, and so on. So you want to write a mask of Lord Avin, that's a question. How did Tanya, we learned, Hashoychet Chattas b'Shabbos, if somebody shechts a carbon Chattas on Shabbos, Bachutz, outside, La'avayda Zari, the three Avayda say. First of all, he shechted a Chattas on Shabbos, we're not allowed to. Second of all, he did Shchuti Chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash. And third of all, he did it for Avayda Zari. Yechayv, Allah, Gimel Chattas, Yechayv on a three Chattas. The Gemara already talks about it in all places. How's a shaykh? Because the moment when does it become avodah zarah? The moment that you started shechting it. This is your nick a little bit. You're ready to do the avodah zarah. When is it carbon? Only when you finish. When is shechut chutz? Only when you do roiv of both simonim. So how's it ever possible to be roiv shechut chutz and avodah zarah at the same time? Because as soon as avodah zarah, it's only shechut chutz. Shechut chutz has to be roll pesach el ma'id, but you did it outside. Here's not roll at all. So the only way it's possible is you chatchila. So the Gemara actually answers there. It's talking about an oif, a bird. Did a chatas oif. By chatas oif, avodah zarah and everything else all happens at the same time. Another possibility is a behemoth, but you had in mind the chatchila, you don't want it to be avodah zarah until you finish, which is highly likely, but it's another possible answer. So matikin, so in this case over here, you shecht a chatas, what did you fix up? And you can't tell me a maisa about a nevela, that by shechti you're no longer nevela, because avodah zarah is a nevela. Taser already has a problem, and maybe it's only that a bond of it is order, and this is the nicer, let's make an eye for me, that's the nicer. And he goes into town with that. Says, what am I taking? What the coin do over here? Amar Avida, Shemaitzir, the Eivon Achai. Fix it up, it's no longer Eivon Achai. Because Kolzman, you didn't shecht it. If you had eaten it, it was Eivon Achai. And now at least you don't have the Veda of Eivon Achai anymore. You have the other Veda, not Eivon Achai. So Rashi says here, what's going on? Rashi, be the Eivon Achai. It's actually interesting, to the goyim. They ate it, they don't get killed. Vice is for Nashi, for the Eden, there's no benefit. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's talking to Eden as well. What do you mean, Eivam Menachai? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, Eivam Menachai, you don't have to have only flesh of a kazayas. That you have to, if you ate a bull of bone, a little bit of nerves, and all that, and then you add the flesh. Together is the kazayis, Eivam Menachai. But now that's no longer Eivam Menachai, you have to have a kazayis, a flesh, before you even chatlas and all that. So, Sabein Nechanan is a fetish for a yid. There's also a benefit that there's no longer Eivam Menachai, only Eivam. Because even though you have to eat a kazayis, Eivam Menachai, anything, it makes up the kazayis. Mashengina. So everyone asks Anashi, why doesn't Anashi learn that way? So the Pasha, they want to say, Faket, they ask Rabbi Chanan, once you make it Avodah Zarah, how much do you have to eat to be Eivam Avodah Zarah? It's possible like Yibucham Umer Menachedim. It sounds like even a mashu. So you're ready. Oyvav, it is not even a mashu. And actually, that now becomes a big machleik. Is based on this machleik. Rashi Meichananel. If by Avodah Zarah Taka, how much do you have to eat before you're Oyvav, it is not a mashu or a kazayis?
Based on Rashi, you need to
eat more. Based on Rashi, you would see that a yid has no benefit from the Eivav Nechai. Why does he have a benefit from Eivav Nechai? What about Meichananel Pshat? Must be because it's Oyvav as a mashu from Avodah Zarah. So you gain nothing. The kazayis and mashu makes no difference. So, what do you call it? And Rabbi Chanan does make a big deal out of it. Mahos must hold that also. But there's also not even less something. Okay, but this is the basis for this machlekes. It's interesting how a side Indian comes. Okay, right. Right, the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Shachtu, you shechted v'neid, you shechted the animal, and afterwards you found out that the owners walked away from it. Shemashkes yedeim. They walked away from it, or you found out that the owner died, or became tamei. So at the time you did it because you think you're allowed to do it. So talk about mitzvah. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Osha, Amar Rav Osham Shenitik Leria An Osham. That you lost it, you brought another one, then you found the original one. So what do you do with this original one? So Shenitik Leria, you cut it off, you send it away, let it go past your graze. And the din generally is you wait until it contracts a mum, then you sell it, and with the money you buy an Eila. And it's called Keitz Mizbech. You use it for dessert for the Mizbech. The Mizbech should always be busy. Keitz means dried figs. But you use it to just like dried figs as dessert, so use it for keeping the Mizbech busy. So what happens? You set aside this Asham. But instead of waiting until it got a moon and then you sell it to the Eila, you took this Asham and you brought it to the Eila, Vishnach to stamp. And you shechted stamp. You didn't even have a mind for an Eila. What's this Asham going to eventually turn into? Into an Eila, or at least the money. The din is kosher. Kosher Eila. It's kosher leila. You did not mefedish have in mind to transfer this, to transform this carbon from an asham to leila. It's good enough. Why? Must be almost if meir because somebody else leboy akida. You don't need akida to change your own carbon to another carbon. Rashi oshid shemesa baila the owner died. Ain is chapru ba'acher got forgiven another one. But v'chatas v'asham ainin boyin nedava. You cannot bring as nedava. Mishen is chapru ba'echad. Ain't a corner, they have not a corner. The guy with chattas, here is a middle law by chattas. What do you do? Chattas, shemesa by there's a five chattas, shemesa, the Mosbach says. They kill the chattas, you let it die. The mesa, by Oshem, there's a machleki, what you do with Oshem. And we hold Oshem, gimidi hilchas, they be learned out, the kosher, chattas, mesa, by Oshem raya. There's another day that says that whatever happens to chattas happens to Oshem. But we hold a kosher, chattas, mesa, by Oshem, let it wander about, and then gets a mummy himself. The mitkin me olive. And Nikum Olav got cut off. He shlicha leifer lirois. He let it go out there in the pastures. She is time until he gets a mum. The yapel by mum. She yuchal of daisy can redeem it. Ul haitzi lechulin make a chulin vechol haroyim. The mayim neiflum dove. And any animal that we paskin that has to go out to graze, then when we sell it, the money goes to this in the dove. Mahi in the dove. What's this in the dove? What are you talking about? Shisha shayv in midrash. There were six kuppas in the midrash. Because of a lane of the dove, Visham are you no eastern call mice and make chattas of Oshan. They used to put all the leftover money, excess money from a chattas and Oshan, a vim, Visham, Kate, some is bear. They'll bring the dessert from his bear. Oila is bustle, Visham. And they would bring the oil's bus over there over Eidus Lekainim. Who ended up getting the oil went on his back and the oil went to the Kainim. Shazo, Medrosha, Shayahayoda, Kaim, and Sachatmura. This guy didn't wait until the contracted a mum. Once you cut it off and you said you're not going to pasture, shach to stam, you shach to stam, kosher le oilas ketzbech. It has a din like a ketzbech. Hoil the safe, dom le kachay. That was the money for. Says the Gemara. So next Ashi, leboy akida. Ma'ach ashu oim le kach. What eventually? What's going to happen? This Ashi will turn into an oilas. You don't have to do anything. It's automatic. Ain't tzarich lakos shem oshemen. Says the Gemara Yochei Bazei, if you tell me it's automatic, because that's what's going to happen in the end, so why do you have to have nitik l'riya? Nitik l'riya means you designated that it should go to riya. What do you need that for? Just say that automatically, as soon as you, Yochei kilei nidinami, even if you didn't cut it off, it's automatic. What's going to eventually happen to this oshem? This oshem will turn into an oiler, so that's it. Says the Gemara Yochei Bazei, l'achik apod, we don't have to do anything, we're scared. That this you saw that if you took an Asham, it became an oiler. So even next time before the Kapara, before the original Bailim got this chap, the other carbon, you're going to think you could bring this up as an oiler. Rashi, Iyach, Yilan, Yanami, Mishosh, and his chap, with another animal. Stomele, Ketzes, Becca, he goes for an oiler. Then Zayda, Lachabata, Kerikabata, Stomele, Asham. Before the Kapara, definitely it's an Asham. So you think that you're bringing an oiler automatic, or Stam, it's an oiler, but it isn't. But once you personally in your mind you said okay let it graze, so you know that it's no longer an Asham, therefore when I'm worried you make a mistake. We're not taming it, how do we know to make this chilik? There were guys now we learned Asham Shemesa Baila, the owner died, Asham is Chapra Baila, the owner is forgiven, Yida let her wander about that, she's dive until it gets a mum. The Yimach, you sell it, the Yipo Dom and Dov, let the money go into the Dov. Rabbi Yezer Oymer Yomus, Rabbi Yezer says, he holds that an Asham is exactly like a Chattas. And the Chattas Shemesa Ba'ala, Asham is Chaper Ba'ala, is Yomus. Same thing, the Asham. Same thing. It says the Pazak, a Chattas Ka Asham. Same thing. Rabbi Shua says, Yimacha, you sell it. The Yavi, Bidam of Oila, you bring with its money an Oila. What's the chilek of Tanakama and the Rabbi Yeshua? They are both saying the same thing. Tanakama says that you wait to get some money, you sell it, you make a dumb, what do you call it? Eila. And Rabbi Yeshua says you sell it, you make the money in Eila. So Rashi explains the chilek is whether it's a tzibur Eila or a private Eila. But the Gemara is invited. But what do we see from all this? That if Masha Cliffmere, but dumb of in only with the money. You sell it, the money, you buy Naila. Have a good for love. But you can't just take the animal, the Usher, the region was an Usher, and turn that into Naila. And you just said before you can. You said before, even Stam, without even having a mind, you can. And here it says, Befeir, it's located, even if you had a mind, you can't. Novos, the Gozer, Lacha Kapara, utterly take a part. We don't like it. We don't want you to do it because if you're going to allow you to do that, the next time before even you're chaper with this another ashram, people are going to think you can change it to Naila. And you can't. Shema Mino is a rai, is a chiluk, but there is such a gzeda, ach kapara, kohen kapara. Fine. So let me ask you a question. So you say, Rav Huna says, name of Rav, that you don't need akida, that's time the animal changes. Let me ask you a question from our Mishnah. Eisvei, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Shachtu, you say in the Mishnah, Shachtu, you shecht, Minoi, the Shemoshchu, Bailim, it's Yodam, and you found out later. The Bailim walked away. The Tani Allah, we learned the Braisa, Kamat in our Mishnah. So it says in the Mishnah that if you shechted on Shabbos, you're potter because you're an Einus. Or Torah Mitzvah. We learned, for Tani Allah, we learned in a Braisa, Bachoyla, this would have happened in the weekday, Ki Hai Gavna, in such a case, what do you do? Yisuf Miyad. You have to burn it straight away. Now, the din is generally that any psul in the Beis HaMikdash, if the psul is in the animal itself, you burn it straight away. If the psul is outside of the animal, a peripheral psul, like the bailim died or something, then you have to have halona. You have to let it. It's called ibutzurasa. Machlek is a shayna. Rabbi Chanan actually, the mock is right here. Rabbi Chanan says ibutzurasa means you have to leave it there for, it could be a few days until the meat physically goes off. That's one way. So there's no time limit. According to Rashi, it's to turn it into nicer. According to so therefore every carbon depends how long it has to be. Shlomi got to leave it for 2 days, and a regular carbon one day. And according to Tesis, it's just halona overnight. So it's three opinions. But the point is, it says here that this psul, you burn it straight away, which means it's considered an internal psul. It's not an external psul, it's an internal psul. Now, if you tell me that this carbon really was a carbon Pesach, and since you brought it up as a neila, it needed an akira, and you did not do an akira, so therefore, high Pesach. What you did wrong was, you brought a Pesach, but it had no bailim, and therefore it's a psul in the animal itself. Even less they bailim, have a psul before it comes to current pace. On the Tayyid clearly says to chayzul v'yachla, it has to be done for the bailim, and you had no bailim. So therefore, it's a psul begufa, and that's why it makes sense. You burn it straight away. Am tulachi. Therefore, you serve miyad. Now, you can learn like Rav said, that loy boy akira. You don't need akira. So that means that this animal you brought, this psachim, since there were no bailim when you brought it, automatically, what was this animal? A shlamim. So why is the animal b'chal pasul? What do you do wrong? Why you chay v'chatas? Because you don't bring a shlamim on Pesach. But the psul is not a psul in the animal itself. So therefore, l'cheder. So l'cheder, why did he burn it straight away? Should have to have lina. Is l'cheder v'i, I'm l'boy akir b'reisha, have l'shlamim, psulim, m'shav, I was a psul, m'shav, dover acher, for an external matter. What's the psul? The psul is, you brought a shlam after carbon tome shabed abayim. The koshach l'achat tome shabed abayim, that's external thing. Ibutzuda boy, you need an ibutzuda. Taisa says in other places that really the animal itself, if you bring a carbon after carbon tome shabed abayim, there's nothing wrong with animals. Carbon is still kosher. But of us, you're over an aveda. So there's a little bit shred from this Gemara here, which sounds like that's actually psul. The Gemara calls it a psul. Anyway, so and what's the rule? Tanya, look, the Braisa says, I call this the rule. Kol shepsul begufa, anything which is possible begufa yisimayat. But if the psul is bedam, if the psul is in the blood, or of a bilim, so an external thing to the animal, and the blood, we're talking about that after you sprayed it, something happened to the blood, or the bilim, to uber tsurasa. You have to let the tsura lose its tsura. You need lina. And then the Yitzel Abayis said, they burn it. So the Chayz Akasha, you say that you don't, if you don't need Akira, so then the animal's a shlam. If the animal's a shlamim, then the psul is a chitzen, is a psul. So why Yisrof Miyad? Rashi. Tony Allah, there must be saying, Bechoyl ki agav nahoyu v'yachol.
On Shabbos, what do you just leave it till after Shabbos, then you burn him Miyad?
Yeah, actually, the next day is Yom Tov, you can't do that either. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. you can burn it. Even though what happens to Pesach after when it's no longer a Pesach, had you had a minor shlamim, you'd be kosher. What you do wrong? Why do you say miyad? Because you did a Pesach and you ruined it. That means we still treat it like a Pesach. That means you didn't do that kiddah. That means that you do need a kiddah. You didn't do it. Yeah, mishleim avagav this tamid l'shem shlamim koy. Boy, a kiddah still need a kiddah. V'chol kamid lokad have a shem Pesach alav neim v'Pesach. Shavach yisemid brusher away. V'loy boy yibetzura. Tavle tzula begufa shenishchus shleim loy. Shechted the wrong way. Liamid loy boy a kiddah. This tamid shlamu. You pour out the blood. Here, pouring out the blood is, I don't care if you did it before you sprayed on the Mizbech or after. Okay, you're going Pesach, Shemesa Bailim, or the Bailim died. Again, it's external. Oy nitmu achazike. Or the bailim became tummy, but when the bailim become tummy after you spray the blood. The achsha of Pesach kosher, because if you bailim came tummy before you spray the blood, zrika is part of the Pesach. Then it's not a Pesach kosher. Mashenge, if you spilled out the blood before the zrika, it's not a psul begufa, because you just didn't finish the avodah. It's not a psul. Just weren't able to complete the avodah. It's not the same thing. Becoming tummy is a psul. So here, when do we say the bailim become tummy? After the zrika. So there's no psul in etzim, the carbon. The problem is only the bailim. Hashem loich, there's no one to eat it. To ube tzurasa, yamtim loy achim, to ube men with tzuras basa, to lose tzuras basa. The kivin aim psule chomur, it's not so strict. Loy sarfin and kachim bebezoin, you don't just stamp burn good kachim. The ibe tzuru pasolina. So that says clearly, what's the ibe tzuru? The psulina, the havele psule begufa. Another place I said the have becomes nicer. Says in Malavite,
it's a different psul. He says with pigul, he says it's also begufa. It's a different psul begufa. It's a halachic concept,
pigul. Yeah,
this
true.
Is a physical deterioration.
Okay, true. It's, relative to the other one, it's considered begufa. Yeah. El Eima, as the Gemara, El Eima, we should learn pshat, shachte l'shem oile kosher. You're right, let's change. We made the other way around. Not that the Rav said you don't need a kiddah, Rav says you do need a kiddah. Rav says if you shechted that oshem, and you had in mind an oyla, then it's kosher. You have to have an oyla in mind. You have to have a kiddah. Based on what this Bray says here. And since by current Pesach, you didn't have in mind a kiddah, so what is it, a current Pesach? So we'll go for that, so I burn straight away. Alma boy a kiddah. Freddy Gimara, okay, you want a fan for Rav. But there is an opinion that says that you don't need a kiddah. And how's he in the Bray? So who's that? Abchia Bagam. Amar, he said, we learned last pedig nizrikam pechabura. It was decided by the group. Amar, they said, "Kigoyin shayit the bailim tamei meis." If the bailim were tamei meis, but nitchin le pesach sheni, and the animal was pushed off the pesach sheni. Over there, you still have. When do you need a kiddah? Only in a case where the animal was still row for a pesach, because you said they were tamei, they're going to be pesach sheni. Only then you need a kiddah. But otherwise, comes Pesach, he didn't bring it as a Pesach, it's automatic that it turns into shlami, and that means he clearly holds, you don't need a kiddah. Hazing lepshat nebraisa. Hayu de boya kiddah, haba amal de boya kiddah. Ma yik lemeh hazing lepshat nebraisa. Rashi. Chiba gam no damar, he says, betam minishch. He says, betam minishch, gab bim mastit, the Tony Hassan says, Pesach boya kiddah, do not kiddah. Well, Kim, he says, gen shah ye bailun to my mason, the Tony Mason, therefore it's still shy to the sheni. Achad the lav stomach kind of Pesach wouldn't be for Pesach, but you don't need a kiddah. Ma'ik lemei ma'kaleim ma'stis in dehocha to yuf to akasha toni yisem meh b'shereh lemei suk meh elam shum akidah. So the mother elam rabunah b'nei b'shua hocha ma'is kiddah we're talking about over here. Ki goyin she yifrisha kaitim chatzais. It's talking about you mafrish before chatzais. It's talking about you mafrish before chatzais. So we're talking about like this. Do you know why over here you do need a kiddah even according to the b'chiyah? You mafresh it before chatzais, v'meisu bailim acha chatzais. So it was nida, it was rode to be a karm pesach. Then the owner, and the first few minutes after chatzais, the owner was still alive. And then the owner died. So it's a nida v'nitche. Davle nida v'nitche. And in v'chol ha nida v'nitche shuven chayze v'nida. So even though the guy is ready for, ready for pesach sheni, once the animal is pushed away, it's pushed away. So therefore, and therefore you need a kid. So think about Rashi. Real, I can say that that if you shech the stam is kosher la'ela, you don't need a kira. The kibbutz guy la'ela is tamei la'ela. So it's la'ela. Avapi yishet chilasei ashem. But even though chtara an ashem, automatic is an la'ela because you don't need a kira. V'chein moysa la pesach, kibbutz l'shlamikoy is tamei, ki shachel l'shlamim hu, a pesach, you don't need a kira, automatic is l'shlamim. Why do you burn it straight away? Why do you burn it straight away? L'chayda, what's the psula? L'mashum akira, not because you needed akira, it's a Pesach, you ruined it. El, look, you're going, you know why you're here burn it straight away? Because it's a nidav and nidcha, this animal's not ro anymore. Because it was ro, and once it got pushed away, it's not ro anymore, therefore, it's a psula begufay. Shifrisha kena chatzais. Chimota chatzais. Kavata chatzay she was manchkitas if the nidah was roll pesach and then v'meisa bayil machah chatzays v'nitche the pesach pushed away to show in a chayze v'nidah shlamim and therefore it's no longer chayze v'nidah shlamim. Since it was a nidah v'nitche, once an animal was needed for something, a nitche you can never use it again for carbon. That's why you can't use a shlamim either. Therefore, what does it remain? Normally, automatically becomes a shlamim. This one here doesn't. What does it stay? It stays as a pesach. That's nitche. And therefore, it's a psul begufay, and you have to burn it away. Vadekaimelo and Moisa Pesach Achal Pesach Koshlamim. When you say leftover Pesach the Shlamim, because all that koyin chatzais v'nimtzu achas shchitas a Pesach. You lost it before chatzais, and you found it after shchitas a Pesach. So therefore, the le'asa chatzais olal mikveh. It never was needed because when it came chatzais, the animal wasn't available. Lo needed l'shchitas Pesach mo'ev. It was never ro. Says the Gemara. That doesn't help us. It only helps us with chibagamda. You want to say that Rav holds that you don't need akira, and you want to answer the pshat over here is with the nivinitche. It doesn't help us going to Rav because Rav holds that balei chayim. There's no such thing as nivinitche. Media time of Rav. However, Rav balei chayim nivinitche. Rav holds clearly that balei chayim can never get rejected. Once the animal is shochten, and then the balei bosel moshel became shmatzich, and then it became a yifrum again. So nivinitche. But if the animal, while the animal is alive, the balei bosel shmatzich, and then it came back, or whatever it is, the animal never gets pushed away. So how can you go back to Rav? Elom Rapapa, Rapapa says, Hamani Rabbelezihi. You know, the author of this Brais is Rabbelezer. The one who says that you burn straight away follows Rabbelezer. Omar, he says, V'chein ha-sheichet achayrim l'shem Pesach. If you take a shlamim, Rabbelezer in the Mishnah before, we learned, he says, if you take any carbon, you have a mind of Pesach, it's possible. Because he doesn't hold of Tabad Vamitzah. V'avalei psul begufay. And therefore he holds is a psul begufay. It's a psul begufay. And that's why Yisuf Miyad, Rashi, Rashi, Elam Rapapa, two lines in that, wide lines. Elam Rapapa, Leilam Leboy Akira. Yitake Doni Nakira. Vistame Shlamim. Vistame is a Shlamim. And therefore, you would have to have Lina. So, why does the Brisa say that all you need is, you don't need the Batsuda, you burn straight away? Vahalitani Allah Vasisim Bechol, he told me, yeah, now Mishnah says in the wheat, you burn straight away. Rabbelezi, his father's Rabbelezi. And he's talking about the case of a Shlamim that became a Chattas. And Mishnah the Shlamimu, it's a Shlamim. And the Shachte Behed Lashem Pesach. It was a Shlamim, he had a mind of Pesach. And Rabbi Lezer Tamei Dama Pei Dama Nishchad Shlamim Shabez Apostle. He holds that a Shlamim Shech with Pesach is possible. So it's a Pesubah Gufay. And Mephedi she had a mind of Pesach. Freddy Gemara V'i Rabbi Lezer if it's Rabbi Lezer then you shouldn't just be a question of burning straight away. You should bring a Karma Chattis because you shechted on Shabbos. No right. Chattis Nami Mechayiv. He doesn't hold of this. If you hold that the reason why it's a psul beguf for you because you follow Rabbi Lezer that if you did the Pesach, Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, it's possible, then Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, you did it L'Shem Pesach, you're possible because he doesn't believe in Torah Ramitza, then also you should be Chayiv Achatas. And the Brisa say, what about being Chayiv Achatas? So Gemara says, you're right. I'm going to find you another Tana that holds half like Rabbi Lezer and half not. Half like a blazer, a shlam l'shem pesach is possible. And the other half, but a total mitzvah, you potter. Al tagma reza of your solo chasidic kamera papa hamani. This follows Yeseb b'chanoi. What's this Yeseb b'chanoi? The Tanakh, we learn the Mishnah, Yeseb b'chanoi, Yechre says, Hanishchotim l'shem pesach, vishecht another animal. He had a mind of pesach. Or l'shem chat, psul m'posel. Alma psul b'gufi. It's a psul b'guf. And therefore, m'shem hach, Yeseb may burn straight away. You don't need lina. But when it comes to Ptur, so like Yeshua. When it comes to Ptur, you're like Yeshua, that why the Torah mitzvah is possible. Ravashi says, Rav, the Omak, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi, Shabbi Yechmruka, Rav, Hold, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi, Shabbi The Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav, Hold, you don't need Akira. And yet, he says over here, Yisuf Miyad, Lechayda, if you don't need Akira, it's a Shlomim. If it's a Shlomim, you check it after Karm Tamid. Why don't you need to leave it overnight? Because he holds like a Shmuel ben Ebruka. What does he say? Tanya, Shmuel ben Ebruka, Imer, Im Yeshu, who's beyond? If there's still time later that you should have found out. Okay, 11 o'clock in the morning, you knew the guy was around, everything, they hired you to shech the carbon. But if you had time in the afternoon to double check, Did they walk away? Did the owner die? Then chayiv, you're at fault. Negligent, you're chayiv. And then he says it, but you have to leave it overnight. So Klar, Rabbi Shmuel argues with the Braise. He says that this psul, the Yitzel Beis HaSreifa, that when do you burn it? Only after Ibu Tzura, only after linen, not Yisar of Miyad. No, so Rav holds like this Tanit, that since you don't need Akira, and therefore the whole psul is only a Chatzain Zig psul, and therefore you need Ibu Tzura. My timer, what's the reason why you need Ibu Tzura? You don't need Akira, so therefore it's a Shlamim. After Shlamim, the psul is, you didn't have to have a Shlamim. Says one of my, how do you know? Dilma, maybe the reason why he even tzura mishum the savala, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Tana Bedabaravu, another Tana. Rashi says he's brought that many times, but he doesn't know the market. Dharma says I feel a pigle that even a psul begufay, nami boy ibe tzura, any psul needs an ibe tzura. Maybe not because he holds that akira or no akira. Maybe he holds that even a psul begufay needs ibe tzura. The yal, if he learns out, oven menoisa, exay shava, oven menoisa. Just like noisa, you need noisa before you burn it, you have to wait till it's ibe tzura, lina. So too, every psul, you need lina. The ilay temahachi, if not so, need more bailin, maikle meimer, but need more bailin, what are you going to say there? If you're going to tell me he doesn't hold the psul gufa, needs ibu tzura, if it became tame, surely what happens with this carbon? You're going to leave it for Pesach Sheni. And according to everybody, you need a kida then. So how come, if you need a kida, then how come you need, and then that means it's a psul begufa. You do a carbon Pesach, it's definitely a carbon Pesach. You did a carbon Pesach wrongly for loy la'ichlov. It's a psul begufa, you should burn it straight away. Why is it need ibu tzura? It's clear that you must hold that every psul needs ibu tzura, regardless of psul begufa, psul ebedam, and so on. And for the Gemara, how bad boy akira? Now we give a gam, then you give a gebura, go say, bail it to my maze, tell me if you need to go back to Sheni. I'm a chvart, if you go back, kid, show me, we answered before, Yosef ben Chanai. That the Rav will follow Yosef ben Chanai. That the Braise is Yosef ben Chanai, who holds like Rabbi Lezer, and one thing that if you did a shlomi, you should pay sach, it's a kapsul begufa, you don't do with akira, we're talking about a shlomi, you should pay sach. On the other hand, you don't bring a chattas, kotor a mitzah, you're a potter. Hadna loch, elu dvorim, tomorrow mitzah, we'll start case at 7.
What happened? Tomorrow, what's the difference?